Hello and welcome to the Be Unapologetically You podcast, where we talk about all things personal development, health and wellness, and of course, fitness, and how you can do all those things to create a lifestyle that works for you and nobody else. Because nobody else was made like you, so why would you do it the same way as somebody else? So thank you for joining us today, and let's get started into the episode.
Hey guys, welcome back to Be Unapologetically You Radio. I am currently in the car. It is Wednesday morning at 12:23 a.m., so Tuesday going into Wednesday, and I am driving back from Austin, Texas to Houston after attending the Tribe Called Bliss event by Lori Harder in Austin. And I have to say, this event was so worth attending. I had she calls them soul hits, but I had like a complete gut check that I needed to be there and that was like mandatory for me to be there. And leading up to this event, I was like, I'm not sure how I'm going to get there. I'm not sure how I'm going to get a ticket. So I entered in every giveaway, anything that I could do. And then I made sure that my schedule was clear and it just kind of worked out. My schedule for Tuesday ended up clearing out, all my clients understood, and then to like put the cherry on top of the situation, I was actually able to win a ticket to the event. So all I had to do really was worry about was just get to the event to and from safely, and I didn't have to worry about buying a ticket at the same time, which is amazing. But I want to talk about what this event really brought forth to me, and it's, of course, it's Tribe. But I think the important part of the event I really want to make clear to you guys is how Tribe truly affects your health. So something that a lot of people really struggle with is working on making a lifestyle change, especially when they're first working toward creating a lifestyle change for themselves. So a great example is when you're first starting to work out or you're starting to eliminate or change habits that previously were not serving you. So for example, maybe you're one of those that goes out every night on the weekend when you get a chance and goes drinking and then overeats and eats fast food because of your drinking habits. So it's like a snowball effect per se. And so your friends and your acquaintances, whoever you're spending the time with, are those ones kind of encouraging that behavior because they don't want to change the normal. Something else that can happen can be that you're at the office and everybody always brings like junk food and things like that to the office for like office parties, and it can be really hard to turn those things down or not participate. Something else that can be really hard when you're first making a lifestyle change is maybe holidays and family events when you're used to being able to like participate into the entire buffet and now you're like, I don't know what I can eat or things of that sort. And so truly your tribe has a drastic impact on how your life is lived. And so it's really important that especially when you're making a change is to find a part of your tribe or connect with a new part of a tribe or create the tribe to support you in this next stage of life. As you're going through it, it's going to allow you to be more successful and allow you to have that support and accountability that you need in order to move forward. So for example, when I was first starting to have an fitness lifestyle, especially after I was an athlete, I was able to find a group of people, especially in college, called the Weightlifting Club. It was a bunch of bodybuilders that enjoyed lifting and enjoyed that aspect of the industry. And we would just meet like once or twice a month to get together. But it allowed me to have a group of people that I could talk to about that topic and receive support and accountability in that lifestyle change. And it also was really cost effective for that aspect of my life as well. And so I was able to have that part of my tribe, especially as I made that change. The next time that I made a change was when I had already started my career and we had moved to Corpus Christi, and I needed to start to up-level my tribe again in order to start to live a healthy lifestyle. So at that time, I'd been working in higher education for several years at that point, and so I'd become pretty sedentary, and we hiked and things of that sort, but we were not nearly as active as needed, especially for just being healthy in general. I think I was getting less than like 5,000 steps a day. It was lazy. And so I hired a personal trainer that we had in the gym, and I started, before the personal trainer, I started going to group X classes that they had there in the gym. And I just started doing that until I started to feel like myself and feel better and just start being active. And so essentially I used those group X classes as accountability with the other members that were going and used that to transform my body and my lifestyle again. And then once I felt ready, I hired a personal trainer at that point. And so I was able to up-level my tribe with each aspect of my life in order to accomplish whatever aspect that I needed assistance with. So what I want you guys to think about is, how can you help your tribe understand your lifestyle change, or how can you seek out tribe, especially a tribe or a support group, to help you make a lifestyle change as you pursue this health and wellness lifestyle? Because one thing that I have learned is that you cannot do this lifestyle on an island. It is very, very difficult, and you're more susceptible to have struggles and accountability issues if you do not have somebody to support you. So do work to find a tribe in some capacity wherever you can, whether it is you find a group online, you find a group at your gym, maybe you find a local group that you meet with once a month, or you have internet friends, whatever the case may be, find a way to have a tribe to support you as you make this lifestyle change. And as always, if you guys have any questions, please don't hesitate to shoot me a DM at Kelsey Lane Fitness, or you can shoot a DM to Be Unapologetically You Radio. And of course, we would love for you to leave a 5-star review on our iTunes page. It's the best way to help people find the podcast and also provide feedback so we can continue to serve you, the listener. So I love you guys, and I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Have a good night or day or whatever day it is for you in time. So talk to y'all later. Bye.
Dudes and dudettes, I hope you really enjoyed that episode, and I love that you came and spent some time with us today. If you enjoyed the podcast, please, please take a moment to leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help the podcast get found, and it also provides us feedback. You can also follow us on Instagram at Be Unapologetically You. And we would love to see you tag us on Instagram of you listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. And remember, don't forget to be unapologetically you. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.